comes to no shock to us in the Irish language community. It's a community that has been struggling for generations to preserve what is a 3,000-plus-year-old language that reflects who we are as a people. And yet a very clear indication that the Dublin government believes that the language that we as a community and we as a people hold very dear is no longer important for them.
Some would argue, and indeed the Minister Helen McAtee argued, part of why the requirement for Irish being removed was to promote more diversity, so that more people from more diverse backgrounds who perhaps do not speak Irish or do not have a fluency in Irish could join the Garda Force and perhaps make it a more diverse organisation. What is your response to that claim that that is why Irish is being removed as a requirement?
I strongly believe as a state that yes, we must embrace diversity at all levels, and it's really important that we are to the fore of embracing different progressive cultures. Need that be in any state bodies. But for me, as an Irish-speaking councillor, as an Irish-speaking person, who's the chairperson of the Irish Language Committee, it's my job to promote and to help to preserve, along with many, many others, a language that we hold very dear. And to argue that this is about diversity, I believe that this is nothing more but a smokescreen so that they can remove a very beautiful, old, rich, and a historic language.